So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Child of light, a daily expression of that light. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one.
Everybody, and welcome, welcome. That was Faith Rivera, and we are here today, and you are just listening. I am Sage Woman, and I am here every Wednesday, along with my host, the host of the show, Louisa Dyer, and we are here every week on Inner Divinity, and this is where we learn about letting go of the pain and opening up to the light. And we are WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and we are also live streaming at WAIF883.org. So our show is really about empowering your higher self, and I'm really happy that you've joined us today. We're going to continue talking about the different chakras in the body, the energy vortexes. A couple weeks ago, we started with the root chakra, which is all about security and being true to yourself. And today we'll be speaking about the second chakra, and that is the sacral chakra, which has everything to do with creativity and abundance and just really being able to live your dreams and utilize what you have inside and connect the dots. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. And next week, I just want to let you know that Louisa Dyer, the host of the show, will be here. And no idea what she's going to be talking about, but as always, it is something exciting and interesting and enlightening. So just letting you know with a heads up. So talking about the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra really has all to do with how we form our relationships with self and with others, and it really taps into our divine feminine and merging that with the divine masculine and being whole. And I think what's pretty cool about, I had a lot of people get in touch with me last time in regards to the root chakra, because we're talking about the different things that you can do that help balance and center, because everything in our life, you know, our mind, body, and spirit are one. I call it the Holy Trinity, because it's really important to balance all three. And I feel like the mind and the spirit definitely work hand in hand, but the body is a big part of it. It's our vessel. It's what houses our soul. And when we go through things in our life and we experience different just emotions and growing up and life in general, we can get off balance. And even though you can't physically see the chakras, they're there. They're the energy vortexes. What's really cool, because I've studied the chakras for, 20 years, and I do a lot of work with balancing energy and aligning the mind, body, spirit. And when we have different things going on in our life, whether it be on an emotional basis or a physical basis, they can really be tracked back to something that's at the root of that dis-ease or that discomfort. And the sacral chakra, it's the second chakra, and the color is orange. And reminder, the root chakra is red. And when you are feeling that place of not, or if you're stuck, if you feel like you're not creative anymore, or you're not having fun, or you're just really feeling
you know, disconnected and unable to get those ideas out of you and manifested into the physical, sometimes that can definitely have something to do with the sacral chakra being blocked. And when we have some of the symptoms of if your chakra is too open, meaning it's not balanced, you know, you can have boundary issues. You know, you can get swallowed up in a relationship, and you might feel like you are controlled by that relationship. And you can also feel others' emotions and absorb those emotions as your own. And when that sacral chakra is not balanced, you also become ruled by your emotions. And sometimes that can be a place of getting us in a great deal of hurt, because when we're ruled by our emotions, not thinking in the present, most of the times we're dealing with the pain and the grief, obviously, from the past, or maybe even the worry and fear that comes alongside of that in the future. So, and also, too, if you hold on to an emotion or grief too long, or you're lost in the memories of those that you've loved and lost, or perhaps how you may have been mistreated, etc., that is also a sign of that sacral chakra being not balanced, and also too attached to the things that you create. Because any time we become too attached to the things that we love or that we bring into fruition, creation, then we can become a slave to that. And because we know that anything outside of us we do not have the control on. You know, we have the control ourselves. Our power is to be able to control us and how we deal and how we are in alignment with things that occur outside of us. So really, the sacral chakra, it is about abundance and it is about creativity. And I think the two go hand in hand. And when I speak of abundance, I don't necessarily just mean financial, which is part of it, of course, but I mean abundance in the essence of being in peace, having your spirit filled, to have optimum health, to be in a space of inner peace. So that is really important to think about, and you might be thinking about that like when I'm talking to you about this. Also, if you feel like your life is just not going anywhere, because, you know, sometimes you just get in a place where you feel like, God, what am I doing? And everything is just, nothing's moving. Everything is just sitting in a place, and it's not, I'm not seeing things happen the way that I desire. I think that it's important to remember that it can be worked through. Yeah, it can be as simple as realizing that you hold the power to get out of that space. And that's the beauty of taking full responsibility for yourself and your life and how you deal with things that arise. Because, you know, as much as when we talked about the root chakra, the importance of having that sense of self be security, because we all know, sure, you know, a house, right, a job, a bank account, a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, they can feel like that's your security. But in essence, we all know that jobs can end and bank accounts can dwindle and relationships can fizzle. And as much as we know on planet Earth we are about creating those things because it's the way we live, we just cannot believe and attach that is our security, because it's not. The security is within ourselves, our ability to thrive, our ability to know that at the end of the day, if all around us is crumbled, we have the strength within us to get in, get up, and be resilient and make it happen again. And I'm seriously not saying that's always easy, because I've been up and down many times in my life. That's why I can sit here and speak the truth, because I know what it's like to have everything knocked out of your ballpark and be left with nothing and wonder if you're going to make it or not. And for me, the only way that that changed and that circle stopped circling and was to face everything and say, you know what, responsibility. I'm taking it for my thoughts, my words, and my actions. And that way, I'm accountable. So with that being said, as you move through to that second chakra, that sacral chakra, that houses that energy of your divine feminine, the sensuality, it's the birth energy, it's the creative, the Mother Earth. You know, the sacral is what we think of when we think of just the wholeness of life and the abundance of nature. So when we feel closed down and not creative, it can happen sometimes, being wounded and not healing, perhaps not forgiving, holding on to a grudge. It doesn't do any good for anybody. I mean, really, it never really hurts the other person. Normally, they move on and life goes on for them. It definitely can set within you. So one of the things that I do when I think about my sacral chakra, if I'm feeling like I'm depleted or I'm not creative, and I'm a writer, so a lot of what I do is writing, obviously, and whether it's a magazine article or working on my second book, it is all creativity, and it has to come from source, has to come from within. So when I'm feeling that maybe I'm closed down for something, or I've stepped back into an energy from the past instead of staying in the present, which is my normal place of life these days, I have to do some self-healing. And it can be as simple as just, you know, the physical energy of that sacral chakra. And maybe it's just, you know, getting the color orange in my life, you know, a bunch of orange flowers on my desktop, or carrying a stone, an orange stone that represents that sacral chakra, or, you know, everything from moving and getting up in rhythm, from belly dancing to tribal movement. It's not that difficult. Those are some of the physical things that you can do that help to sort of get you moving and getting that sacral chakra back into swing. Also, too, I think it's really important to get support on any emotional issues that are going on in your life. Sometimes it's about getting some energetic healing. Sometimes it's about getting some holistic counseling. Sometimes it's just maybe going and finding a book that, you know, is inspiring. We have to get up and do. I have clients always ask me, you know, Paige, how do you do that? Well, I get up and I do. I mean, I can sit in my stuff all day long. I've done it before. I mean, it doesn't get me anywhere. So it's about doing and being at the same time. You got to move. Energy moves. When you sit, it gets stagnant. At least if you're co-creating and putting something out there that's positive energy, you're going to see something come back to you. And again, you cannot bottle up those feelings. We've talked about this in other shows. I never say to people, you know, don't be angry, don't be sad, don't be, I mean, you can't throw those things down into your body, because that is what, if you push things down and you don't deal with it, they find a way in a dis-ease in any way. That's what leads to addictions, things of that nature. So it's not really about bottling up the emotion. It's more about being able to release the energy and sit in that emotion. I don't feel that you should bottle up anger or grief. I believe that when you sit with it and you acknowledge it and you bring it to the light and you allow the emotions to flow out, you can get to the root of it. I don't feel that you should act out on it. It doesn't do anyone any good to do that. So it's that middle place of going to the space and finding a safe way to express those emotions. Anything from music to chanting to dancing to journal keeping, expressing those emotions that you feel to open and unblock that energy vortex. Also, if you practice a daily energetic practice, whether that be meditation, tai chi, yoga, soccer dance. Those are great ways of just moving the body. And I don't know about you, but when I get up, get out of my own way, and begin to just engage in gratitude for what is, if that's just simply breathing that day, because I, too, like you, I don't live in a cave, so I deal with everything out there in that world that you do. I just have to remember to come from love and not fear. Even in the most heart-wrenching situations, you know, you still have to be able to stay in that place of present to know that all is as it should be. And one of the things that I love about the sacral chakra is that it's really about pleasure, and it's about fun, and it's about creativity. So you really have to find time, even if it's 10 minutes, a half hour out of your day, to really move into what you love, what brings you pleasure, what do you enjoy? Is it gardening? Is it cooking? Is it, you know, volunteering? What feeds your soul? What feeds your heart? What gives you inspiration? You've got to go for it. And when you begin to shift and move in that energy, you begin to start opening yourself up to being in that space of welcoming that inspiration, even in the smallest things. And, so I think that it's a really cool thing to think about different ways that you can work with your energy that naturally and organically begins to shift and move, because we're all energy, we know that. So we are talking about the sacral chakra today, and I am Sage Woman. I'm an intuitive ordained minister, shamanic priestess, and I'm always glad to be here on Wednesdays from 2 to 3. And I want to say a shout out to my friend and the host of the show, Louisa Dyer. Look forward to her being here next week and her show. So make sure you come back next week and listen. I do want to say a big thank you to all of you out there that I know that have donated to the show. Thank you, Annette. Thank you, Brandon, Michelle, and Jerry, and Melissa. I also want to say thank you to Jane. So, yep, big heart love for all of you. So I am going to take a moment here and play a little music and give you guys a second to maybe think about some of the things that I said about the sacral chakra. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when I get back. So enjoy.
Same DNA.
WAIF883.org. Thank you so much for being here with us today for Inner Divinity, where we focus on spirituality and personal growth, practical ways, and ways that help us lead a happier and more peaceful life, and learning how to discover and honor and live from our deepest truth. And we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., myself, Sage Woman, and also the host of the show, Louisa Dyer. And today we've been continuing our talk on the chakra system. And a couple weeks ago we started with the root chakra, the base chakra, and now we are speaking today a little bit about the sacral chakra and just kind of talking about how that works with our life, mind, body, spirit, and things to look at about that chakra. I always love to give affirmations. You know, I do love affirmations because I think it's important that we hold energy and thoughts. Our thoughts create, they create. Our thoughts create everything. And I always find that our words definitely are powerful. But we can speak something all day long, but if at the very core we don't believe it and our thoughts are opposite, then what our thoughts are is what we're going to see manifest. So I think it's really important to understand that we have thoughts that go on and on and on, around and around and around in our brain all day long. And many of them I call circular thoughts that just we think way too many times. It's normally about something that we're really, really excited about or something that's giving us strife. But it's important to remember behind those thoughts are emotions. And I know for my own well-being that the more I'm in the present, in this gift of time, I'm able to choose my thoughts to be from a space of love as opposed to fear. And I've said it many, many times, when we live in the past, we are riddled with anger and grief and sadness, things that aren't in the present but seem to be because they're kept alive from our energy of the past. And sometimes our fears and worries are out there in the future. But all I know for sure is right now is all I know, right here, in this moment, in this blink of time, in this gift of the present. I think it's important to remember to stay in that place of the vibration of love. And when we come to that energy in the present, it's so much easier and free-flowing and effortless to be in the space of creativity and to be in the place of abundance, because we're in the moment. And in that moment, all we can be is in that place of gratitude. And that is always the key, no matter what is going on in life. When you go into that place of being grateful for the things that you already have, the person you already are, and you hold that in that space and light, then you bring more of that energy to you. Some of the little ditties about the sacral chakra, there's some really cool affirmations that I love when I'm feeling like I need to open myself up to more creativity and the flow of life. And one is, I just simply say, I'm exactly where I need to be in life, right here, right now. Or I will say, I love and accept myself. I am perfect just the way I am. It's a big one, right? And I easily allow abundance and creativity into my life. And sure, if you're not feeling that at the core, maybe the words feel pretty weird to say. Trust me, I had to say those things a lot before I really met them in the core. But being a child of knowing what it's like to be on that place of fear and living from that energy of the dark for much of my life, which are now my gifts and my medicine, I really prefer staying in the place of being in that place of the present and flow. And I do have that energy for self because I know that I have to. If I don't, no one else will. So, again, it's an inside job. Some of the, if you want to balance your chakra, I love to use crystals. I use a lot of crystals and stones in my work as a vibrational healer. And the sacral chakra is right below your belly button. So you can take a moonstone or a golden topaz. Those are two really great sacral stones. And just place them right below your belly button. And just, you know, close your eyes and visualize orange. And just breathe in, you know, the energy of abundance. Breathe out fear. Breathe in the energy of feeling strong. And breathe out the energy of feeling weak, and just really move into that and let that energy of that crystal help to revitalize and heal. I love the flower essences and the essential oils, and I have two diffusers in the house, so depending on what chakra sage needs to be balanced, that is what's diffusing in the house. And you can use sandalwood or rose, geranium. Those are beautiful. Put a couple little drops in your bath as well. That can really be lovely. So those are just some little things that you can think about. And I feel that when I personally think of the sacral chakra, I think about living my dreams. I think about being in the state of being at a place in my life that what I desire, what my life's work, what my soul's calling is, even if I don't see it manifested in the physical, I'm living it. I'm living it by the way that knowing it's already here and that whatever I'm doing is of service, no matter what that is. And when you open yourself to believing that you deserve and your birthright is to live your passion and live your dream, then you're bringing it closer to you. I hear people say all the time, well, I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when that happens, etc. I don't know about that. You have to be happy with where you are and what you have in the moment in order to bring more of it to you. So it's about the gratitude that comes with the energy of you know, what it is you desire to be living in your life and what your dreams are. And I just think that it's really cool. When we are thinking about our passions and how do we know what they are and what does it mean to live your dream, I really feel it's all about embracing your own individual style, and that as we begin to heal those wounds of not feeling that we deserve or not feeling good enough, and we hold those things. Our sacral chakra can hold wounds from our childhood, and of course, probably everyone on the planet has wounds from their childhood in some degree, because that's just life, a human condition. And as we learn to step out of that place of victimhood and become victorious, we can turn those wounds into our strength and to what guides us in our life purpose and what keeps us in the truth and the authenticity of our knowing what it really like to, what it is really like to be in that place. You know, when we are in a place of self-acceptance and we feel that we are worthy, we then begin to feel and visualize, and we see that we have what it takes to bring all of those desires into fruition. And it really begins with a desire, and that's a choice. We always have free will on this planet, and as we become of an age that we are an adult and we are responsible for our lives, we really, truly do have free will to stay in a place of misery and suffering if we choose, or to move out of that space, whatever the cost, and carve out a niche that is not from that space of suffering. Because I don't believe that we have to suffer. I feel that when we are suffering, we are off our path. Even though we're always on our path, because many times that suffering is something that has given us insight and tools. But to stay there too long can get in our way of following our soul's purpose, why we incarnated into this body, what we said we were coming here to do and learn for ourselves, and then to take that energy into our walk. And many times it is about going through that dark night of the soul to really know bliss. If I wouldn't have been through the addictions and the depression and all the stuff that I conjured up in my life when I was in that place of victimhood and not really taking responsibility for the present, I wouldn't know what it would be like now to choose to live in that place of love and not fear. And every day I have the opportunity to be reminded to stay in that place, because when we are functioning in the world and we are dealing with people and things outside of us, which we cannot control, we have to still stay in that place of peace and that place of spiritual maturity and spiritual intelligence. I think that it's really important to remember that in this walk on this path of choosing to come from the space of higher self and love and not fear, we still have to tap into our own intelligence and our own maturity, because the intelligent mind is so part of the spiritual essence of that holy trinity of the mind, body, spirit. And when we are in the present and not in the past and not in the future, and we're staying in the moment, we are more clear and we are awake, so that our choices are more empowered. And our choices reflect what is really the best for us, even if that means we have to walk away from something that has been a part of us forever, a trait, a relationship, a job. When we stay in places that we are suffering, it does cut off our abundance, and it does cut off our essence of creativity, and we become on autopilot. And I think that's what, you know, is a great send-off if that sacral is not balanced. So it's really vital to do a scan and really be authentic and honest with yourself, where you are in your life, what feels good, what doesn't, Are you living your dream or are you living someone else's? And at the end of the day, it really comes down to being true to yourself and being able to take responsibility for the things that you desire in your life. So I think it's important to know that you have that power to energize and revitalize and recenter, because we all get off course. It's not hard. Anytime we have a change in life, anytime there's a upheaval, anytime that, you know, we experience something that we deem as not favorable, it can send an unbalance into the body. And the biggest cause of dis-ease in our life, in our world, is stress. So we have an option to to choose stress or not. And as I think about my life the last 6 to 8 years, I don't think that there's anything less stressful in it. It's just that I choose to not get caught up in it. Because normally, unless it's me and my doing, I can't do anything about it. I can't change anybody outside of me, outside of what it is that is out of my control. So it's really important to go there. And you might want to think about some ideas. You know, what does it mean to you to be living your dream? What does it mean, right? And if you're not living your dream, what is your dream? What do you desire? How do you want to show up in the world? What do you want to manifest? Then write down some things that you believe are stopping you. What's stopping you from making your dreams a reality? And notice if those things have a similar thread and what that thread might be. And what you could do is look at each of those blocks and turn them into a life lesson. So what is the lesson you are to be learning from that block? And what is it teaching you? Or what do you need to let go of? And so many of my clients I work with, they desire to get out of a certain situation. But the fear of stepping out of it, even though they're miserable, seems to be more frightening than staying in the same place, which is cutting off their livelihood of essence and cutting off their connection to the divine and to source. So we have to face those fears and remember that, like anything else I figure in my life, all the things I've feared before, oh my gosh, as soon as I've walked through those fears, I'm like, what the heck was I waiting for? Sage, that was crazy. You waited 10 years. Again, I cannot say anything because divine timing is divine timing. And I know in my life now that every bit of that time was necessary, for sure. But some of my favorite ways of working with opening the sacral chakra, I love to finger paint. I mean, it sounds kind of like, I mean, I love to paint, but I love to finger paint because it's very creative, it's very sensual. Get into the colors, use the oranges, the yellows, the reds, the lower chakra colors, and just, you know, create. I do that a lot for myself and with my clients. And you also can let your creativity flow and let yourself connect with those emotions that come up. So that's kind of one of the things. And also, too, with gratitude. A gratitude journal, I live by it. I mean, I have a lot of things I do on my spiritual path and what I do in my daily connection with the divine, and the gratitude journal is number one, because I know when I'm in that attitude of gratitude, nothing else, I don't feel all of the angst that comes with being out of gratitude. And a good cup of jasmine tea, orange jasmine tea, isn't too bad. It can definitely have a lovely effect on that sacral chakra. And beauty. Sacral chakra is the representation of beauty. And what a great thing to spend the day, you know, with reading a great piece of literature or going to a museum and looking at beautiful art, or just, you know, the symphony or any kind of music is beauty. And so those are just some of the things that I do and think about when I'm working on that sacral chakra with myself and with others. And again, we are winding down. The hour goes by really fast. is what it is. The host of this show, Louisa Dyer, love you, Louisa, will be on the show next week. So make sure you come back from 2 to 3 next Wednesday and listen. You can find more about Louisa on her website, and it's louisadyer.com. All the archive shows are there, as well as she has a free meditation that you can download that is wonderful. So make sure you do that. You can also find her on Facebook, Sage Woman Me. You can find me on Facebook by Sage Woman. Also on my website, connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. And then Inner Divinity, we would love for you to connect with us on our Facebook page by our show's name, and that is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. Feel free to send us a comment. If you have an inspirational story that you'd like to share with us, get in touch with us, because I think when we share our stories of where we've come from to where we are, it is something that will help everybody and give everybody inspiration. And that is really what this show is all about. And again, my name is Sage Woman, and it's always my pleasure to connect with you and talk about things that have helped me stay on my path and to feel strong and powerful and empowered. And that's the whole thing for me, you know. It's all about being true to yourself and living the life here on this planet Earth that you feel connected with, because the more that you're connected with yourself, the more you connect with others. That's the real deal. And it's all about living from the space of love and not fear. And I think that I want everyone to have an awesome week and stay in that place of the present. Enjoy the gifts of the now. And I'm going to take you out here with Donna, Ray of Light, as always. So have a wonderful week and tune in next week. All right. Thank you.